My name's Nick Harris, and in this video I want to show you how you can use Windows Azure Mobile Services to persist data from your Windows Store applications within the cloud. To do this, we're going to take an existing application that does all of its data-centric operations locally, so it's a disconnected application for all intents and purposes. We're going to take this, create a mobile service, and then we're going to wire up this application to store that data within mobile services. So let's get started. So I'm now in Visual Studio, and this is my disconnected application. To many of you, it may be familiar. It is the to-do list application, but in this case, it's completely disconnected, and we're going to wire it up from scratch. Now, for those that aren't familiar with this application, let's have a quick look at what it does. So the first thing that allows you to do is to add items to a list. So we'll say add an item or a task saying check out the mobile services documentation. I'll hit save. Now this has gone and added an item to the list here. Now what this is actually doing behind the scenes is it's simply just adding it to an observable collection that's bound to the UI. Now that observable collection is all local on device. It's not going off and persisting this within a cloud backend such as mobile services. I can do a couple of other operations here. So we've done a save or an insert operation. We can go and check an item as complete, and we can also refresh this item. But really, this application is inherently limited because it's only able to operate across this one device. If we use something like mobile services to provide a backend, it means this data can then be shared across multiple versions of the application. So let's go and see how we can go and wire up mobile services. So I'm going to return to the portal. And here's our mobile services portal, and now I can create a new mobile service. So within here I can call this NH to-do list. Now I can specify to create a new SQL database instance. Now my mobile service will reside within the East US region. So let's go on to the next step to go and create our database. So in this case my database is going to be named NH to-do list DB, and I can choose what server I'd deploy that to. If you don't have a server already, you can say new SQL database server and follow the workflow for that. Otherwise, if you already have a database server available, you can use that. And in this case, I'm going to use my database server that's in the same location as my mobile service. So I'll enter the password here and hit OK. So what this is doing now is it's going and deploying my mobile service. Now this will only take a short time. There we go. Our mobile service is ready to be consumed. So let's see how we can wire that application up. So I'm selecting in here, and what you can see now is that we've got our quick starts. Now in this case I want to connect an existing Windows Store app to this mobile service. So I've already gone and installed the mobile services client SDK, and I want to connect a C# based application to this. So to do this, I can use this snippet of code. Now, let's take that and start wiring up our app. So within my app XAML CS code behind, what I'd like to do is to use that mobile services client instance and declare that. Now, the first thing you'll note is that there's no mobile service client available. And if we control dot on this, it can't find it. Now, the reason that is because we don't have a reference to the mobile services client SDK. To do that, you can go to your references, add a reference, select Windows Azure Mobile Services Managed Client, and click OK. Now, you'll note that this is within the Windows extensions option within the tree view, just in case you can't find it. So let's hit OK, and there we go, so that's there now. So now we can control dot on this to resolve that namespace. So you can see we're going to add a using statement now. So that using is being dropped in up the top, and you can now see that this builds successfully. So with this mobile services client, we're now able to go and perform operations against our mobile service, such as data, auth, and such. In this case, we're just going to deal with data. The two parameters to the mobile services client constructor are A, your URL to your mobile service, which we just provisioned, and B, the application key that can be used to secure access to those tables that you have within mobile services, and we'll see that shortly. So, what's the next thing we need to do? Well, the next thing we need to do is to start wiring up the code behind for our actual operations that we saw on the page, such as adding a task or updating the task, and also refreshing or querying the tasks. That's all located within the main page. So the first and key thing that we've got here is our entity. Now this is the entity that represents those to-do tasks. Now this is what will be used to persist the entity within the mobile service as well. So we've got a to-do item, it's got an ID. Now this is your primary key or unique identifier for that to-do item. We've got a text field and a complete field. Now when I persist things to mobile services, I can control how mobile services goes and creates those columns for me, how they're named. So most people who write JavaScript in the server side prefer to use lowercase conventions, whereas in C# on the client side, they prefer to use an uppercase convention. So camel case versus Pascal case. So in this case, I'm going to go and specify that I want the data member name to be text on the server side. And for the complete item, I want to do the same thing. Now, if you really wanted to have your entity with a different name to what the table is going to be within your mobile service, you can use data table and then specify similar the name property to define something different. But in our case, we're just going to use to-do item. So that's our entity that's going to be used across the wire. Now, let's have a look at how we can wire up this to perform an insert operation first. So the first thing we're going to do is we need to rework the way we deal with these items that are bound to the UI. So to do that, I'm going to use a mobile services collection view. So we'll resolve that. There we go. And it's a mobile services collection view of to-do items. We're not going to set that yet because we're going to query those items from the server later on. The next thing that we need is a data table object. And this allows us to interact with our tables within mobile services. So type iMobile service table, to-do item. So call this to-do table. And now this is where we reference that mobile services client that we created in our app.cs. So app.mobile service, and in this case we want to get a handle to the table of type to-do item. So if you had multiple tables, you could pass in the appropriate parameter to that generic, and that will simply get us a handle to our to-do table. So using this variable now, we're able to go off and perform operations against mobile services. Now, because when we started the application, this insert operation, which is where we were saving the data, was saving everything locally, we were just specifying an ID automatically and sort of generating it for us here with this line of code. Mobile services, since it's backed by SQL, is using an identity column for that ID. So this ID will be an identity column within mobile services, and it'll auto-generate that ID for us. So we no longer need to do this. But what we do need to do is we need to perform that insert of that to-do item to our server. Now to do that, we need to set this as an async operation, and then we need to call our to-do table to perform the insert of our to-do item. So we can await that, to-do table, insert async, to-do item. Now, that will simply perform our insert. Now, let's add the code to refresh the items that are listed on the UI. To do that, we need a simple query against mobile services. So now if we're inserting the item, we can now query that data back as well from mobile services. So let's say items is equal to toDoTable dot toCollectionView. Now this is going to pull back all those items from your mobile service. And the last thing that we want to do, remember the checkbox in the UI? Well, perhaps we want to go update that item within the mobile service such that that completed checkbox is reflected in our stored or persisted data. So let's do that. This is an async operation as well. And to perform the update, it's as simple as saying update async and passing in the item that you want updated. So with that, we've got an insert, a query against mobile services, or a read operation, and an update operation. So let's save that. Now there's one key thing which we do need to do now. So now we've got this all calling into our mobile service, we actually need to define the to-do item table within our mobile service. So let's return to the portal and select the data tab. Within the data tab, we can click add table. So this is where we can create our table called to-do item. And this is where all those to-do items will be saved. Now, based on the name of the entity and the name of the table here, Mobile Services is able to determine that we're saving to the to-do item table. The next thing that you can see here is the insert, update, delete, and read permissions. Now, in this case, we're saying people only that utilize the application key recall the Mobile Services client constructor, which took the URL and application key. Only people that provide that application key are able to perform these operations. So in this case, if you have the application key, you can perform any CRUD operation. There are other options, such as opening everything up publicly, or saying only authenticated users, or only scripts and admins can perform these operations. And we'll look at them in a future video. Let's create that table. So the table is now created, and let's have a quick look at it. What you'll note is that there's no data, and in the columns, there's only an ID column. Now through the process of what we call dynamic schema, or dynamic schematization, mobile services will automatically add those columns for our text field and our completed field as defined in our entity. So let's go and run the application and see that in action. So I'm going to hit F5. Here's our application. Let's say to-do item 1, hit save. Now that's added to-do item 1. Let's say to-do item 2 and hit save. Okay. Now let's go and say, for instance, complete to-do item 2. So that's completed it. And let's also see our refresh query working and pulling that data down from our mobile service. So we've actually performed those actions that we coded. Let's check in the portal to see that our data has been persisted as we requested it. So we're in the portal now, and the portal's refreshing. So once this refreshes, we'll be able to see that our data has been persisted. Great, there's our data. So you can see our to-do item 1 and to-do item 2 are there. So our insert operations have completed successfully. We can see that our update operation to set the complete field to true has worked successfully as well. And our query worked because we saw our data refresh on the UI. But let's go down and extend this just a slight bit more to see what else we can do with our querying against our mobile service. Perhaps we don't want the completed items to show up in our task list anymore. So we can essentially provide an expression to our query against our table to filter our result set. So let's have a look at this. We're going to say where, and in this case we'll say to-do item, and the to-do item dot complete is equal to false. So in this case now it's only going to return back those items that have complete set to false. So let's run this again, and now we should see that we only get the first item back because it's already been, the item 2 has been completed. So in this case, we'll see that we only get item 1 back because item 2 has already been completed. So let's do that here. again, test it one more time, let's complete that, then hit refresh and you can see it's gone. So this concludes demonstrating how you can get started with data and how you can connect your disconnected applications to mobile services to provide a richer experiences for your end users.